Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story for you that is actually based on a film. Yeah. There was a story that came out probably for most of you a long, long time ago. And it was a story that was written by a man named John Hughes. It was directed by a guy named Chris Columbus. And it was about a little boy named Kevin McAllister who got into a great deal of trouble. Today's story is called Home Alone. And this particular version is a little golden book. It was illustrated by Kim Smith. So be sure to check it out. Grab it off the shelf if you have it and follow along. Today's story is read by Mommy. And meow. Are you a cat?
Meow.
Well, Mommy and her cat. I'm so excited that you're here, little cat. But you're not alone. I also have with me today. You want to say hi, honey?
Hi, honey.
Hi, honey, he says. Daddy is with Mommy today, and we are reading to, I guess, a cat. Did you know we had a cat? You never know who it's going to be with Philip, or with Cat. Let's do this story, shall we? This is one of Daddy's favorite Christmas films, so we have to read it while he's here with us today. Are you ready? Here we go. Okay. 'Twas three nights before Christmas, and the McAllister family was getting ready to leave for vacation. Everyone was busy packing. And in the pictures, we can see the family running up and down the hallways, lifting boxes, pulling bags, and everyone that is except Kevin, who was busy getting into trouble. And sure enough, he has spilled stuff all over the pizzas and everybody seems upset. Go straight to bed, his mother demanded. That's enough trouble for one day. And she sends him up the stairs and he does not look happy. Lying in bed, Kevin could hear voices and laughter coming from downstairs. Everyone was having fun without him. I hope I never see my family again, Kevin whispered. I wish I was home alone. Now, can I just pause right there and say, I'm sure you probably never think or feel that way, do you? Yeah. But if you did, this is a very important story for you to hear. You should lean in and hear what happens next. The next morning, the house was very, very quiet. No one was shouting. No one was running around. No one was telling Kevin to hurry up and eat his breakfast. No one was home. Finally, Kevin realized what had happened. I made my family disappear, he says. And in the picture, wow, they've put bright colors on that word. He's got a huge grin on his face because he's happy, right? Yeah, he's surprised, but I think he might be happy. Do you think he's happy about it? Yeah. For the first time ever, Kevin had the house all to himself. He raced up and down the halls. He jumped on all the beds. He ate a giant ice cream sundae for breakfast. That would make my tummy hurt so much. Ooh, boy. After watching hours of television, he searched through his brother's private stuff. And Buzz, yeah. And first of all, you shouldn't go looking through things that are not yours, should you? He's making all kinds of bad choices. And rode a toboggan down a giant mountain. Or should we say the staircase? Yeah. He even tried his father's aftershave lotion, which was not a good idea. It stings. Yeah, we can see him shouting because that didn't feel good at all. But sometimes it was very scary to be all alone. Kevin was especially afraid of his next door neighbor. Old Man Marley was the scariest person who lived on their block. And that night, Kevin heard whispers outside the living room window. Burglars were snooping around his house. You see, Marv said, most of the houses on this street are empty. Everyone is away for the holidays.
Perfect, Harry said. We'll come back tomorrow night and steal everything.
Uh-oh. That's a problem. Kevin was so scared he dialed 911, but the telephone didn't work. The wires had been damaged in a snowstorm. After hiding under his parents' bed for a long time, Kevin decided that he was being silly.
Only a wimp would be hiding. And I can't be a wimp. I'm the grown-up of this house, and I need to act like one.
Although I want to say this, I don't think it's a wimpy thing to be afraid if there were burglars. But that's just me. The next day was Christmas Eve, and Kevin had plenty of grown-up work to do. He walked to the grocery store and bought food. He put his clothes in the washing machine. He decorated a Christmas tree, and he hung Christmas stockings for his parents and his brothers and his sisters.
I miss you guys, he whispered. I wish you would come back.
Well, it seems to me like he's had a change of heart, huh?
If he says, I wish you would come back.
Right? Kevin's family always went to church on Christmas Eve, so that's what Kevin did too. After the service ended, he saw his scary next-door neighbor, Old Man Marley, sitting nearby.
You don't have to be afraid, Mr. Marley said. The kids in the neighborhood have lots of spooky stories about me, but they're not true.
After they talked a while, Kevin realized that Mr. Marley was, in fact, a very nice man.
Are you visiting anyone for Christmas?
Kevin asked.
No,
Mr. Marley said.
I miss my family, and I'd like to see them, but my son and I are fighting. I said some angry words that I didn't mean.
Kevin knew exactly how Mr. Marley felt. And I think that we understand exactly what he's saying, right? Because remember how he had said that he wished that his family wasn't there and he wanted them to disappear. But those were words he said in anger that he did not mean. And I think we all understand how that feels, right? Kevin remembered wishing his family would disappear, but he didn't really mean it.
You should try talking to your son, Kevin said.
Maybe I will,
Mr. Marley said. When Kevin left the church, it was already dark. The burglars would be coming soon. He ran all the way home. Kevin made a plan that was full of booby traps. And in the picture, we can see his battle plan. He's got heavy cans and Christmas ornaments and ice and tar. I don't know where he found the tar, but he has it. And toy cars and glue and feathers and a fan and more ice. And let's see what he does. Okay, yep. He scattered toy cars and smeared tar on the basement steps, and he made a big pile of feathers and hid sharp ornaments under the windowsills. And he sprayed water on the front steps and tied paint cans to ropes and stretched a tripwire across the hallway. He stretched a tripwire through the hallway and built an escape route to his treehouse. At 9 o'clock, Marv and Harry returned to the McAllister's house, ready to steal everything inside. They didn't know that Kevin had sprayed water all over the steps, or that the water had frozen into slick, slippery ice. The burglars stumbled into all of Kevin's traps. Yeah! Yow! They shriek. Wah! Because they're getting all covered. Oh boy. Marv and Harry slipped on the toy cars and were knocked over by paint cans. Kevin escaped through his bedroom window and ran next door to his neighbor's house. Unfortunately, Marv and Harry were close behind. "Now we've got you, kid," Harry said. Mr. Marley arrived just in time. Whack! Whack! He bonked the burglars with his snow shovel and called the police. Then he brought Kevin home. That night, Kevin left a note for Santa Claus, along with some milk and cookies. He couldn't wait for Christmas morning, and I can read what his note says. Would you want to hear it? Mm-hmm. Okay, it says, "Dear Santa, I don't need any presents. Just bring back my family. Love, Kevin McAllister." When he woke up the next day, Kevin rushed into the living room. "Mom! Dad! Is anyone here?" No one answered him. Then he heard a familiar voice. "Kevin, is that you?" His mother was home.
"I missed you so much,"
he said, giving her a giant hug. "I missed you too. I missed you too," she said.
"Where are the others?"
The front door flew open, and there they were. His father, his brothers, his sisters, everybody was home at last.
"Are you okay?"
his father asked.
"I'm just happy you're all back," Kevin said. "Merry Christmas."
Except for what happens, right? Buzz goes up to his room and realizes all of his stuff's been gone through, and he yells, "Kevin! What did you do to my room?" But also,
Kevin just like,
oh. Kevin just puts his hand over his mouth. Whoops.
No. He's just like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, he realizes he got into trouble. I do want to also say, we can see in the end of this picture book that Mr. Marley, his next door neighbor, is in the picture with his son and his wife. And their little girl. So he actually managed to have his family with him for Christmas as well. And what a wonderful ending.
Kevin, what did you do in my room?
Everyone realizes how important family is. And that, my good friends, is
the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.